This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The Boyd's experiment. I was talking with them today, talking with the guys at Boyd's, and they know what I'm going to do. And I think they're sort of excited about that. But I got something going on with them that will come to light in the at the NRA show. I'll be getting to sit down again with Uncle Ted, so that's coming here shortly. As far as Boyd's is concerned, this is ergonomic excellence waiting for you to order it for whatever gun you have, whatever heirloom piece you have. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Kyle Kashuv, he is a Parkland student. And like Amber Gonzalez and David Hogg, he was at Douglas High School the day Nicholas Cruz murdered 17 of his classmates. They're the and you know they both have an eye on each side of their nose, and that's where the similarity ends. Unlike Gonzalez and Hogg and some of the other Douglas survivors, Kashuv has been a lone, persistent student. His voice highly in favor of gun rights and the Second Amendment, despite his support for the right to keep and bear arms. He's young. He doesn't own a firearm. He's never fired a firearm. That changed over the weekend, and when he went to a range with his father, like any young person who gets out there and does that for the first time, that is a very first time you fire a weapon is you get an adrenaline dump. He got to fire a variety of weapons, and he tweeted stills and video of the range session. As a matter of fact, a guy named Ryan Smith, who I know, he was part of, he did a little cameo in the video he was doing. And way to go, Ryan. He tweeted, "It was great learning about our inalienable right of #2A and how to properly use a gun. This was my first time ever touching a gun. It made me appreciate the #Constitution even more. My instructor was very informative. I learned a lot. #2A is important. We need to preserve 2A. Now, he put that out online. And as night follows day, he was attacked online for daring to fire an AR in a safe and controlled manner. Yes, he fired an AR. Kashuv no doubt expected the reaction and shrugged it off. But, according to the Daily Wire, when he returned to class, he was informed by Douglas High's principal that his range trip tweets had traumatized some of his fellow students, and the reaction didn't end there. If young Mr. Kashuv has a Twitter account and it's causing you trauma to watch his Twitter, maybe you block it. Maybe you block it so you don't have to. But the reaction didn't end there. Kashuv was later pulled out of class and interrogated by two school resource officers, Broward County deputies. Says, near the end of third period, my teacher got a call from the office saying I need to go down and see a Mr. Greenleaf. I didn't know Mr. Greenleaf, but it turned out that he was an armed school resource officer. I went down and found him, and he escorted me to his office. Then a second security officer walked in and sat behind me. Both began questioning me intensely. First, they began berating my tweet, although neither of them had read it. Then they began aggressively asking questions about who I went to the range with, whose gun was used, about my father, etc. They were incredibly condescending and rude. Then a third officer from the Broward County Sheriff's Office walked in and began asking me the same questions again. At that point, I asked whether I could record the interview. They said no. I asked if I had done anything wrong. Again, they answered no. I asked why I was there. One said, "Don't get snappy with me. Do you not remember what happened here a few months ago?" See, this is where. Son, if you ever need a little advice on how to deal with these cats, let me know. I'd be happy. I'll stand in there in your place. They continued to question me aggressively, though they could cite nothing I had done wrong. They kept calling me the pro-Second Amendment kid. I was shocked and honestly scared. It definitely felt like they were attempting to intimidate me. Well, yeah, they were. I was treated like a criminal for no reason other than having gone to the gun range and posted on social media about it. Kashuv has criticized the Broward County Sheriff and his band of incompetent men on Face the Nation for their lack of action regarding Cruz, leading up to his attack and the school resource officer's cowardly behavior during the shooting. A member of the Broward County Sheriff's Department. Observers of the Broward deputy's interrogation of Kashuv today might conclude that sweating him was simply retaliation for his nationally broadcast statements. But, you know, that's all conjecture at this particular moment. If any of Sheriff Scott Israel's disinterested deputies has spent half as much time investigating Nicholas Cruz's extracurricular activities, a student with a long and demonstrated history of violence and criminal behavior, who knows how many lives might have been saved? Also, me just being the wise guy that I am, when they were asking me, do I not remember what happened? Yeah, I do. You guys were outside, and I was inside with it. So, yes, I remember it better than you. You heard it. I watched it. Next question. I have no problem with things being the way they are sometimes, but when you get out there and some of your own fail to go in there and do the deed, boys, and most of you probably are boys to me nowadays, you don't need to be going after the one kid that's out there, not traumatized, and tried to traumatize him. What's this deal with having the monkey behind him? Huh? What's the deal with that, trying to have the muscle behind him? What's that? What did he do wrong? What do you care? You didn't care when you could have done something about it. Going after somebody that's not going to do anything about it. You guys are gun controllers. You're not law enforcement. You're gun controllers. Law enforcement, and I know a handful of them, and every single one of them, in your situation or in your colleague's situation, when the other law enforcement was showing up and those four were standing outside, I don't know, strategically holding the perimeter. Everybody I know would have gone in there and dealt with it. I have no doubt in my formerly military mind that they would have gone in there and dealt with it. And getting out there and getting with this kid, who's, you know, he's constitutional. That's bad, I guess, right? That's bad. I guess when you're made to look bad by your own, and then somebody points out, hey, you know, you guys look bad. That's bad, right? That's bad for somebody to point out to you the very obvious, right? Yeah, okay. I get it. If I were Mr. Kashuv's father, I would be meeting with the Broward County Sheriff's Office myself. I'd be saying, the next time you bring my son in to question him like that, I expect to have his, you need to come to me because I am his legal guardian, and I'll have a lawyer present, and then we can talk. How about that? Law enforcement via intimidation. That's good. That's good. It's classic. It's projection of the highest kind. And these guys can't stand the fact that this kid is calling them out for it. Oh, well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
ATWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. ATWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
All developed over time so that you didn't have to go looking. They have all the shapes ready. They have all the ergonomics worked out. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, right after this referenced Parkland shooting, a lot of people in the nation were screaming for gun control. And I said then that it would come down soon enough. All we had to do was wait it out. And then it continued. That was the part that sort of was that this had legs. Sutherland, Texas didn't have legs. Orlando nightclub didn't have legs. San Bernardino didn't have legs. Las Vegas didn't have legs. This had legs. So for 2 months now, the pressure has been maintained far longer than anyone expected it to last. So give the Parkland crowd credit. They kept the shooting in the news cycle for far longer than it should have been, thus keeping the sympathy for gun control measures up. But now reality is coming back into play. And all that pro-gun support, well, it's not what it used to be. Public support for more stringent gun control legislation has decreased significantly after surging in the wake of the February mass shooting that claimed 17 lives in Parkland, Florida, according to the Quinnipiac University poll released Wednesday. The number of respondents who support stricter gun control laws has fallen 10 percent points after peaking at 66% on February 20th, just 6 days after the Parkland massacre. That's significant. And while the Parkland kids still have a fairly decent rating, it doesn't really matter if fewer people are supporting their positions. Anti-gunners will call this apathy. But the reality is that more and more people are calming down and no longer deciding things based on emotions. Instead, they're looking at facts, and the facts don't really support gun control, especially since school shootings have been dropping for years. They're just not that big of a threat. You have a better chance of being hit by a meteorite than being killed in a mass shooting. Those facts, coupled with the reality that humans have a God-given natural right to keep and bear arms, eventually found a way through all the anti-gun noise that the media pushes in the aftermath of the shooting or a rampage killing like Parkland. So it's not apathy. Far from it. It's realism that keeps things as they are. People are realistic about the fact that gun control won't stop these killings, especially when so many are law enforcement failures first and foremost. And as a result, their support for gun control drops. But let's be realistic for a moment. According to Quinnipiac, which I don't necessarily agree with, 56% of the population still supports gun control. And that, one, it's way too high, and two, it's based on emotion, not fact. And this is where we in the pro-Second Amendment community, we need to sort of stand up on this one. We need to meet the fear-mongering with the cold, hard facts, and we need to just not provide numbers, but also alternate solutions like such as law enforcement reform and encouraging research into what causes people to do things like this. A reminder that maniacs can find alternative ways to kill unless we address the core problem may well strike a chord with some folks, but keep in mind that you're rarely going to change the mind of whoever you're arguing with. Their minds are made up for the most part, but as best-selling author and genuine gun guy Larry Correa says regularly, arguing on the internet is a spectator sport. You're not arguing to change the person's mind. You're arguing to present facts for the guys who are in the middle somewhere. So keep that up. We're trying to regain the ground. We just need to take back a lot more of it. So here's the other thing that's coming out now. This one of the things about the fact that the CDC published a report and then the data was sat on. It was sat on at first in the 90s. And we got gun control out of that. And that suppression of information, that suppression of, if you will, evidence, when they start talking about public policy, And I don't know how many politicians are still in, you know, probably more than I can. Probably Maxine Waters, Pelosi, Schumer. A lot of them were there at that time because that was only 24 years ago. That they're still in office 24 years later. So that's coming out. And here's the thing. The supposition that they make, or rather the proposition that they put forth, that you are going to be safer if you are defenseless, is right there in its face absurd. It's a stupid thing to consider. You cannot be incapable of fighting back and be safe. That just isn't that way, no matter what anybody else may say. So, keeping that in mind, as all of these facts continue to permeate it out there, we may not be getting, you know, we may not get headlines. There's a lot of things we may not get, but what we are getting is we're getting the information out. Podcasts, radio broadcasts, the occasional TV show, word of mouth, online. All of this stuff is getting it out there. And like everything else, you know, the fake stream, we don't need the fake stream to get it out there. It won't be as loud. But then again, everybody in the fake stream was convinced that, you know, it was going to be President Clinton we were talking about, which it isn't President Clinton now, is it? So we're not doing this to change the mind of the people that, the true rabid anti-gunners, the ones that need for us to be disarmed in order for their, for that agenda to go forward. Oh no. We are doing it in order to get it out to the people that just are trying to find out what's going on. And I think the more that we see, you know, the economy is a really good example of the way certain things should be. Looking at, you know, we've been told that this is going to be bad for the economy, yet it's busting and people have more money in their pockets. And that slow realization, that slow dawning moment where that light begins to come on, that's where the epiphany occurs. When somebody goes, hey, they told me this was going to be bad, but it isn't. It's good. It's great. What else have they told me that they said was going to be bad or that isn't so? Success breeds a whole lot of dissemination of information. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The Boyd's gun stock system, first of all, they don't stock any of them. Because stocking them would mean that they begin to deteriorate over time, just sitting in a warehouse somewhere. So, when you order it, they're cutting you one fresh. And the process is perfected, and it is a beautiful, beautiful gun stock when you get it. Whichever finish you get on it, whichever grain, whichever color. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Back on December 15, 1791, to safeguard individual liberty, the state of Virginia became the last to approve the Bill of Rights, thus limiting the government's power over its citizens. Today's protesters are calling on the government to do something about guns and point to retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens' recent cry to abolish the Second Amendment. Well, my countrymen and women, there's an app to do that. What's missing in any discussions, however, seems to be some basic understanding of the process to repeal an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, as well as the reasons why so many Americans find the notion utterly revolting when their liberties are under attack. The Constitution provides that an amendment may be proposed either by Congress with a two-thirds majority vote in both the House of Representatives and the Senate, or by a constitutional convention called for by two-thirds of the state legislatures. Neither one of those things have occurred yet. Probably aren't going to, because getting two-thirds of the houses to do this would be sort of hard to do. A proposed amendment becomes part of the Constitution as soon as it's ratified by three-fourths of the states. That's 38 out of 50. In today's divide, you can see this every time you look at government, it's difficult to comprehend any such agreement on anything, let alone something as drastic as limiting foundational, unalienable rights of self-protection. Our forefathers have provided a roadmap that can't really be superseded by any amount of bellyaching. The rationale for gun owners to own a particular type of firearm or sheer numbers of them is often heard in sentences beginning with the words, "Why do you need?" And that's a bogus question. That's completely, totally stupid. It's irrational and a non-starter for any sensible discussion about guns. And here's why. Psychologist Abraham Maslow developed a theory suggesting humans are motivated to satisfy five basic needs, the first of which relates to the issues of survival. Now, while many people today may focus more on pay and benefits to meet their most basic needs, others see survival in a more literal sense. On June 27, 2005, the Supreme Court ruled, once again, that police have no constitutional duty to protect a person from harm, any particular individual. That duty, in its inherent stark reality, rests on the shoulders of me and you. That's where the need for guns begins for so many of us, and what type and how many become no more than personal preference for various situations, and the desire to own even more guns goes deeper than that. Many people will invest in firearms and knives as alternatives to antique vehicles, gold, or other forms of capital. Others keep them for all kinds of hunting purposes. Firearms, in a general sense, were not always the best of investments, but, you know, increasing in value at a lesser rate than inflation in years gone by. But we're witness to the fact that as protesters protest and politicians push for infringements on Second Amendment protections, demand for firearms increases proportionately. Now, if you will, consider the Obama years as a prime example of this economic reality and the incessant talk about banning certain types of guns. So if anyone wants to begin an honest discussion about guns, let's start with some honest reality and not the hyperbole so prevalent today. The total economic impact of the firearms and ammunition industry on the United States increased from $19.1 billion to $51.4 billion in 2017. That's from 2008 to 2017, a 169% increase, while the total number of full-time equivalent jobs rose from approximately 166,000 to almost 310,000, an 87% increase in that period, according to the NSSF. And there's been no better gun salesman than Barack Obama, although, you know, David Hogg is pushing. So for those that desire change, you have it. Tens of millions more firearms in the hands of law-abiding American citizens since the failed enactment of the assault weapons ban of 1994. An assault weapon should be in quotation marks because there's no such thing as an assault weapon. Anything that is a weapon, anything that has shape or mass, anything that you can pick up and wield, has the possibility of being a weapon. The difference between a firearm, there's three types of weapons. There's bludgeoning weapons, which are something you would use to beat somebody with, blades, and guns. First two are up close and personal, the gun. And, you know, in that one, we might want to throw bows and arrows, which, you know, today's bow and arrow is quite the high-tech thing, too. So you've got two kinds of weapons that are, you know, projectile-based, and you can use them long-range. And then you've got two kinds of weapons that I would call melee weapons. You know, you got to be in close. They're basically an extension of your body. So, you know, all of those have the possibility of being an assault weapon, just like a plate or an ashtray or a pole or, you know, anything. Anything that you can pick up and strike somebody with can be an assault weapon. And that will be the way it is described in a police report. It's not what it's designed to be. So, and guns, there are no guns designed to be assault weapons. Although all guns are dangerous. They are all, and that's why we have them. Because they're dangerous. So if no more guns means confiscation, how's that going to be implemented? Who's going to do that for you? How will they be gotten from criminals? How will anyone prevent basement manufacture or black market trade? So if you want to get out there and start talking about things, if you believe that the police are going to go out here and just start wholesale killing people, you don't understand the nature of the way the thing, way life works, do you? You just don't get it. Cops come from the community they serve in most cases. So you're going to ask them to go out into their own community and start kicking in doors and killing people. All the while, of course, while you're out there telling them, you know, there's systemic racism and brutality and all this, and, you know, all because of some things that make the news. Which a whole bunch of them, by the way, are just, you know, pumped up based upon a lie. Like, hands up, don't shoot. So, let's get rid of the hyperbole. We know what you want. And there's a way to go about doing it. And if you're going to go about doing it, that's the way you got to go. And that's all there is to it. So have at it. Let me know how that works for you. Because we know what your goal is. Some out there may not know why your goal is that. But we know what your goal is, which is disarmament. And there's so many different things that will come with that that most people don't even consider. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Guns today, there's not a whole lot of imagination that goes into the stock, so they're all basically the same template. And for some people, they may work. However, for not everybody, they're going to work. It really isn't a one-size-fits-all solution for that kind of thing. Arm length, body length, width, depth. So, enter Boyd's Gun Stocks. They get rid of that part of the equation for you and get you into something set up that is meant to run with you. This part meant to be integrated, taking the weapon and making it an extension of you. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Every time I learn of a new instance of idiocy from the progressive left, I am reminded of a line from a Rudyard Kipling poem, If you can keep your head while all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, the poem ends, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Each new day brings us more idiocy and depravity. From the people who pride themselves on bringing chaos to our world, they seek to loose us from our moorings for some unspecified future of a utopian nirvana. Or at least that's what they're saying. Why, a sane and sensible person might ask, would they seek to tear apart our social fabric, take away our traditions, our culture, and everything that we hold dear or sacred in our lives? The answer is that they wish to erase the past in order to create the future that they envision. Their future, if it is given a color description, would be gray. There would be no extremes of color, no bright colors, nor any black, merely gray. Gray is, you know, sort of a dull color, and I'm told this because I'm colorblind, but I mean, I hear that enough to know gray sounds dull, which is what their future portends. All men and women, if they will still be allowed a distinction of the sexes, will think the same thing at the same time. There will be no disagreements, of course, for we will be united in one goal, which is to live our lives in service of the one state, never questioning, always obedient. I've seen this before. It was in a Christian Bale movie. It's called Equilibrium. Yeah. They preach diversity, but they practice sameness. There's not going to be any joy in this utopia, only this boring sameness. You will not be allowed to fail, but neither will you be allowed to succeed. Only the chosen few who will guide us in this utopian nirvana will live in any type of luxury, for the burdens of leadership will require some recompense, of course, while the rest of us live in simple tiny spaces all much the same. Little houses made of ticky-tacky. They believe in the equality of outcome, not the equality of opportunity. So everything will slide down to the lowest common denominator. There will be no losers. Therefore, there's not going to be any winners either. We will learn from our mistakes, hence there will be no more mistakes, nor any learning either. So a dullness of mind and body will descend in this utopian nirvana. Still, somebody's going to determine that this is better than having pain and suffering, though joy and beauty often come from moments of pain and suffering. And what about the kids? What about the children? Will they ever see joy? Or are they fated to merely endure this dull, drab utopia? So, do you want a utopia? Do you enjoy your individualism? Do you enjoy your freedom of thought? I mean, think about that, your freedom of thought. I often, you know, like, I have very eclectic taste in music. Would I even be allowed to listen to music? And I mean, it's eclectic, let me tell you. It ranges from classical to 40s swing band to 70s and 80s. You know, 70s, I don't think they would call that rock. I think they would call that pop. And then 80s became hair bands, and 90s. 90s had a couple. But, you know, all of that diversity, the diversity I picked to listen to, would that be taken away? Would I be allowed to listen to, and it just that simple thing. What about what I want to wear? What about where I want to go? What about who I want to see? Would I be allowed to keep my wife, my kids? What am I going to be allowed to keep in this utopian nirvana? And of course, it goes without saying that if there is no strife, no hardship, there's not going to be any guns. There's not going to be any cash. Here's the thing about this. This is the thing about this. And I was talking about what comes along with being disarmed. And think about this. Look at the things that they want and then extend that out. It doesn't take a whole lot of thought. One of the things they want is single payer. And you know how I feel about single payer. Single payer health care is slavery. They get to make all the decisions as to what's good for you, as to what's going to be good for you. And if somebody in your family, God forbid, goes to them and says, are you going to save my loved one? They will look at it and say, it is not economically feasible. We will make him as comfortable as possible, and we're going to unplug him today. So you should go make your goodbyes. Be sure and see the business office on the way out. And then your loved one, whether it's your child, your husband, wife, family member, cousin, whoever it is, they're allowed to die. And you're not allowed to do anything except pay for it. One way or the other, you get to pay for it. So you have that going for you. They want a cashless society. Now, with a cashless society, that doesn't mean you don't have money. It just means you don't have physical money. So in the event that something goes wrong, let's say that all of a sudden you became persona non grata in certain circles. If you're looking at Citibank and Bank of America right now, where they're trying to micromanage the gun industry, for example. Just think about if they had no cash from which to that you could obtain. It was all cashless. It was all digital. They can just take that away. They can erase that. It's just data. You don't have money. You don't have earnings. You just have data credits. that take the shape of an amount of something. And they can just take that away. If they disarmed us, we would only hear one point of view from then on. I mean, it would be until the Civil War broke out. There would be a Civil War in that one, without a doubt. I have no doubt about that, because there's going to be people like me. They're not as old as I am. They're not just going to sit back and let this happen. And then that'll even be worse. That'll be worse than it was before, because then whoever will have to start with a new government. Who are we going to trust? We've already been down that path recently. Are we going to trust our neighbors then to run government? Do we know people? It's going to be really bad if that's what it comes to. So the best way to do it is to just not let it get there. So this utopian nirvana is a fictional place. It's not real. It's a theoretical place. It can't possibly exist. And if it did exist, it's going to be imperfect. It's going to be a facade, if you will. It's not going to be one of these things where you pull in there and you just feel it. You're going to pull in there and they're going to tell you, but it's not going to be real. And that's the thing we have to resist at all costs. Nobody in my generation is going to put up with it. And I don't, you know, I could see maybe later generations, but this whole free thought thing, that's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing. And with single payer, I guess we could be medicated, I guess, right? Everybody could be required to take this medication where we're easier to deal with. That's the utopian nirvana they want for you. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.